It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on why Marin County is like Iraq. Okay, so there's not as much violence, and as far as we know, not as many automatic weapons. But the relationship among Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds does have some parallels to the Marin County relationship between residents of all income levels and government surrogates. I will explain my logic, and then at the end of the show, suggest how you may become part of the solution. First, let's look at Iraq. As we have all learned through the years, Iraq is more tribal than national, with a thick overlay of religious preference. Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, and he filled his government with Sunni loyalists, although Sunnis represented only 20% of the Iraqi population. Shiites were forced to take cover during the Hussein regime. Kurds were also not popular, as is probably best reflected by the fact Saddam tried to gas them. So it's not surprising that the government that succeeded the downfall of Saddam Hussein was dominated by Shiites. Somewhat surprising is that the primary source regarding the alleged presence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq was a Sunni. This might be a little less surprising when you find out this source's code name was Curveball. Neither Sunnis nor Kurds are to be found in the Maliki administration. Maliki has been in power for 7 years. Is it any surprise that he is vulnerable to being overthrown? Former generals under Saddam are reportedly assisting the rebels in their takeover of the northern parts of the country. So what goes around comes around. Okay, so now let's look at Marin County. For decades, developers were blocked, for the most part, from building any major projects in Marin County. Major example was the blockage of the huge Maranchello development in what is now part of the Marin Headlands. The blockers cited a range of reasons, primarily environmental, for stopping such developments. So the developers began looking for other ways to gain keys to the Marin County Kingdom, as well as other desirable locations across the state. If you're cynical like me, you can believe that developers, contractors, and unions were able to convince lawmakers in Sacramento to pass some innocent-looking laws that, when combined, have Marin County residents backpedaling. These state laws have empowered agencies like the Association of Bay Area Governments and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, staffed by appointees, not elected officials. The developers appeared to have the upper hand. Then they stumbled. McFarland Partners built a massive residential development on the old Wincup factory site, and the residents were appalled upon seeing it. Organizations like Marin Against Density and Larkspur Fights Back sprang up and, through a variety of means, started having an impact on elected officials. The resident uproar stopped the proposed project at Larkspur Landing in its tracks. The victory at Larkspur Landing is highly commendable as an example of hard work, cooperation, and expertise where it counted. But we should try to avoid another cycle of residents versus developers. There is a need for affordable housing in Marin. Not as much as projected by the state, but still a very real need. It would be a great thing if the energy applied to stopping the mega developments could be redirected to arriving at solutions for the provision of housing for all income levels. Not some plan cooked up in the back rooms of Sacramento, but a neighborhood plan where the need is identified and the solution is a positive development for the community. You don't have to run for office. You don't need to be Jimmy Carter building Habitat for Humanity homes. Just get involved in your neighborhood. Talk to your neighbors about what could be done, and if someone does start talking about a plan, hear them out. Marin needs ground-up programs, and it must have resident involvement. Don't turn your back on developers. They just might have a good idea. We are far from out of the woods regarding Plan Bay Area, the housing element, and the like. But things are moving in the right direction. The only way we can avoid just going full circle again is to break the chain and engage in dialogue. I have little hope for peace in the Middle East, but I would like to see it here in Marin County. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there is a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.